Several thousand people on Thursday filled Nuku'alofa's first Wesleyan church to overflowing for the funeral of Akalisi Pohiva. The Tonga Prime Minister died last Thursday in Auckland after being medevaced from Tonga the previous day. A correspondent in Tonga is Kalafi Mawala, who told me that while people knew Mr. Pohiva had been unwell, his death still shocked many.
His death was quite taken with shock and taken with a lot of grief. The people that have supported him and the people that have known him. And the funeral marked a very significant occasion. It was televised so that people from the Northern Islands and all over Tonga was able to listen and to see what was going on in the funeral. The church, which is the Free Wesleyan Church, the main church, was absolutely packed with people. I estimated a little over 3,000 people that were there. Both the side wings of the church were also filled in and overflowed into the grass area. It was a very honored occasion. It was interesting that one of the chief critics of the Prime Minister and his administration even issued a cautioning on social media in which he was asking everyone to stop any more political discussions or talk in any media, but that everyone would stop and be silent and honor this man. It was a very, very honorable occasion there.
Would you say this was the biggest funeral for a commoner in Tonga?
It would be one of the biggest. I've seen other funerals of other commoners. But the reason why this is big, of course, is not because of the family necessarily, but because every civil servant, every department of government and their staff, and you're looking at almost 4,000 employees. Most of them were required to be there. And so other funerals, of course, are mostly family occasions in which families will come from all over. But this was a very, very official. It was like a state funeral in which there was a lot of very important people. Queen Nanasipau was present, as well as Royal Princess Batufui Peka, and all the nobles that I could work out. They were there, all the ministers and government officials. So, yes, definitely he was one of the biggest.
So, despite Akalisi for many years rubbing many members of the establishment up the wrong way, they clearly still had a lot of respect for him.
They do. They felt that the respect was the fact that he brought some changes, in fact, significant changes to the political arena in Tonga. Even the things that he had criticized, you have to understand that even the establishment, who was a little bit reluctant in speaking out on issues, Pohiva himself would speak out on those issues. And so there was a kind of a quiet support, an agreement, yeah, that those issues were very important, particularly in his stance that against corruption, and especially the fact that he felt that we need to move on and be more democratic in our governance, that needs to be a more sharing of power, and all the things he had preached over the years. Yes, there was definitely respect for him. And it was surprising to see also the royal family this year, especially with a lot of attack from Pohiva supporters and the royal family and all kinds of stories that they had circulated. And yet the royal family was there in force in support of him. So it shows you something.
That's Kalafi Mawala in Nuku'alofa.